Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 157 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, October 4th, from the Principality of Sealand. I'm Uncle Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am every Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast immediately following the live show.
Every day's a special day.
Every day's a special day.
At Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
How y'all doing? Just one Schlitz.
Yeah, I'm fixing to do a lot better.
When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. If you like it light with a big taste too, there's only one brew that will do. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. Real gusto in the great light beer Schlitz.
From about 1987, it's Delbert McClinton. He's standing on shaky ground. We're getting down almost to the ground. We're tore down. A little Freddie King right now on Hinky Dinky Time Radio. Thanks for joining me on this Thursday night. I hope the sibilance in my S's is more under control than it was at the top of the program. I'm getting a little feedback about the sibilance as opposed to getting a little sibilance about my feedback.
to jump in. My baby showed up and said, I will tell you when. Well, I'm told on, I'm almost level with the ground. Oh, I feel like this when my baby can be found. I love you, baby, with all my heart and soul. A love like mine will never grow old. I love you in the morning and in the evening too. But every time you leave me, I get mad with you. Well, I'm told I'm almost level with the ground. Oh, I feel like this when my baby can't be found. A love like mine is out of sight. I'll lie for you if you want me to. I really don't believe your love is true. Well, I'm told I'm almost level with the ground. Well, I feel like this when my baby can't be found. Well, I'm told I'm almost level.
That's Freddie King, the Texas Cannonball, and I'm Tore Down. I think that's from about 1969. I don't know. I just don't know. You know, we had a passing a week ago. We haven't gotten around to talking about it yet. We got to pay homage to Mr. R.B. Greaves, who left us way too soon. Way too soon, because I hadn't heard enough of Take a Letter, Maria. We're not going to hear that tonight, because I can play it all night long on an indefinite loop, if I so desire. We're going to hear a couple of covers of songs as recorded by Mr. Greaves right now. See if you know this one. I bet you do.
Across the floor, I was feeling kinda seasick, and the crowd called out for more. The room was humming harder as the ceiling flew away. At first just ghostly turn a wider shade of pale.
Skip the light and angle. It's plain to see, but I wander through my playing cards. They would not let her be. One of 16 Vestal virgins who were leaving for the coast. And although my eyes were open, they might just as well been closed. At first just ghosty, turned a wild shade of pale.
That's R.B. Greaves from 1970, and his version of Procol Harum's Whiter Shade of Pale, while we're listening to classic rock from that period. Well, why don't we just, you know, why not? Why not? Before they dropped the railroad, they were Grand Funk Railroad. Not Grand Funk, GFR. My favorite period for rock and roll, that boogie period in the very late 60s and the first part of the 1970s. Mark, Don, and Mel, that's Grand Funk Railroad and rock and roll. So let's stay right in that period right now, shall we?
Sunlight, Ted.
A little Humble Pie off the Smokin' album. Days in the Hole, Humble Pie off of the Smokin' album, I think, from 1972. I'm afraid to lisp now because I've been accused of being Richard Carpenter, in fact. What do you think of that? Sam and Dave on Hinky Dinky Time Radio.
I would.
Oh, don't, no, no. I said I wasn't going to tell nobody. That's, you know who that was? That was Sam and Dave. And, you know, you said you weren't going to tell nobody. Don't tell nobody this, neither. This is not really Ray Starrita and his ambassadors. In fact, it's really the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band.
Up the window, it's all they have to do. They went up by the thousand and came down two by two. The flies crawled up the window, they said, we love to roam. So once more up the window, and then we'll all go home.
Got in his sights
and started crawling sideways.
And they got disqualified.
Crawl up the window in sunshine and in rain. They do not seek for pleasure, they much prefer the pain. And if those flies annoy you, then here's what I advise. Just don't have any windows, and then you'll have no flies.
Yeah, it is feeling a little bit like the Dr. Demento show right now. Let's cure that with a little 10cc. That was Good Morning Judge. So is this.
The other night I took a ride with little old Lucy Brown. We went to all the honky-tonks. We really got around. She's 5'2" with eyes of blue and pretty as a queen. I didn't know her pop was a city cop and she was just 15. Good morning, Judge. Why do you look so mean, sir? And Mr. Judge, what can the charges be? If there's been trouble, I will plead not guilty. It must be someone else. You know it can't be me. Tax return, thought I'd save some dough. I cheated just a little bit, I knew they'd never know. I got some money back this year, like I always do. They'll have to catch me before I pay Internal Revenue. Good morning, Judge. Why do you look so mean, sir? And Mr. Judge, what can the charges be? If there's been trouble, I will plead not guilty. It must be someone else. You know it can't be me. Separated just the other day. Last thing that she said to me was, brother, you will pay. She said I'd pay her every week, I'd better never fail. I said, before I send you a dime, I'll die right here in jail. Good morning, Judge. Why do you look so mean, sir? And Mr. Judge, what can the charges be? If in trouble, I will plead not guilty. It must be someone else. You know it can't be me.
Winoni Harris off of the Jump, Bump, and Jive collection. That was Good Morning, Judge. Before that, we heard bits and pieces of a song by 10cc called Good Morning, Judge. Right now, you know, we got business to take care of.
WCFL Chicago.
It's the top of the hour, and that means it's time to find out what was the number 40 song in the greater Chicago area on the Big Ten Super CFL Music Survey 40 years ago this week. A big one, this one by Johnny Nash.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. Gonna be a bright, bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright, bright sunshiny day. I think I can make it now. The pain is gone.
Probably the first time the broader American audience ever heard a reggae beat. That was Johnny Nash from 1972, and he saw much clearer then.
Now, another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. Well, in our last very exciting episode, the wonderful white-winged warrior had decided to become the first man to fly the Atlantic.
Things are a little slow around the commissioner's office.
The commissioner and his secretary quickly agreed with this plan and swiftly arranged a rousing send-off for the winged warrior at the great Midland City Airport.
Hip, hip, hooray!
Hip, hip, hooray!
Gee, this is certainly a neat send-off.
And not much later, along the ocean's edge, with a large crowd of Midland citizens looking on.
Boy, must be about 15 people here.
The wonderful white-winged warrior carefully buttoned up his full-length yellow raincoat with matching hood, noting as he did this,
I wore this raincoat all through grade school.
Prompting the masked mother to embrace her son, the feathered fighter, with the words,
Be a good boy and don't dawdle along the way.
No, mother. Well, so long, Commissioner.
Yes. Why don't you shove off now?
Okay. Goodbye, Mayor.
Why don't you shove off now?
Right. So long, Miss Helfinger.
And with these final farewells accomplished, the fantastic fowl turns and slowly climbs a large 14-story tower constructed along the ocean's edge especially for this Atlantic adventure.
So long, everybody.
Climb faster, winged warrior.
And as the winged warrior finally reaches the tip-top of the tower.
Jump, winged warrior.
And the winged warrior lifts his arms.
Jump.
And flapping them vigorously against his raincoat. He leaps from the 14-story tower. And plunges immediately into the ocean below.
I was wondering why I was standing here holding his wings.
Wow. Have the maternal marauder, the commissioner, the mayor, et al. Kissed Chicken Man in vain? Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
And when I start erupting, ain't nobody gonna make me stop. I drink a quart of sake, smoke dynamite. I chase it with the backy and then shoot out the light. Cause I'm a Fujiyama mama and I'm just about to blow my top. Fujiyama, yama, Fujiyama. And when I start erupting, ain't nobody gonna make me stop. Yama, yama, Fujiyama. And when I start erupting, ain't nobody gonna make me stop. Well, you can say I'm crazy, so deaf and dumb, but I can cause destruction just like the atom bomb. Cause I'm a Fujiyama mama, and I'm just about to blow my top. Fujiyama, yama, Fujiyama.
That's Miss Wanda Jackson in Fujiyama Mama. How about a little vinyl on Hinky Dinky Time Radio? Because we like to do that every so often. Yeah.
Take one.
Okay.
body.
And Linda McCartney off of the Ram album and Ram On. I gotta fade that out because it's vinyl, and that's vinyl. How about a little Lulu? The David Bowie song. That's David playing the saxophone on it. I think he even produced the track.
We passed upon the stair. We spoke of wars and when.
Oh no!
That's the former Maurice Gibb, Miss Lulu, and her version of David Bowie's The Man Who Sold the World. Right now, who's your buddy? Buddy's your buddy, Buddy Holly. Buddy Holly.
The sun is out, the sky is blue. There's not a cloud to spoil a view, but it's raining, raining in my heart. The weatherman says clear today, he doesn't know you've gone away, and it's raining, raining in my heart. Oh, misery, misery. What's gonna become of me? I tell my blues they mustn't show, but soon these tears are bound to flow, 'cause it's raining, raining in my heart. But it's raining, raining in my heart. And it's raining, raining in my heart. Oh, misery, misery. What's gonna become of me? I tell my blues they mustn't show, but soon these tears are bound to flow, 'cause it's raining, raining in my heart, raining in my heart, raining in my heart.
Buddy Holly, it's always raining. It's raining in my heart. And right now we're going to pay tribute once again to the late R.B. Greaves with another recording of a song made famous by somebody else.
I walk along the city streets, you used to walk along with me. And every step I take recalls how much in love we used to be. Oh, how can I forget you? A part of me. Ooh. When shadows fall, I still recall the cafe where we would dance at night. And I can't help recalling how it felt to kiss and hold you tight. Oh, how can I forget you, baby? Well, there is always something. A part of me.
Change.
should find you miss the sweet and tender love we used to share. Then go back to the places where we used to go, and I'll be there. Oh, how can I forget you, baby?
The late R.B. Greaves and what might be my new favorite version of Always Something There to Remind Me.
Shining, oh happy day, no more troubles and no skies of gray. Ever since you said those words to me, you said you loved me, I know it's true. My life's complete, dear, for now I have you. Oh, happy day, oh, lucky me. Shining, oh happy night. Come to me, darling, and hold me oh so tight. I need your loving, really, yes I do. Do, 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 do. You said you loved me, I know it's true. My life's complete, dear, for now I have you. Oh, happy day, oh, lucky me. Oh, happy day, oh, lucky me.
I swear I was playing that at the correct speed. That's Larry Hooper. You know, this has got to be a first on Hinky Dinky Time Radio. That was the Lawrence Welk Orchestra featuring Larry Hooper and Oh Happy Day from 1953. Right now from 1965 with a version of a song that kicks the original by the Shangri-La's, but, can I say but on the internet? This is the Goodies and their version of Sophisticated Boom Boom.
I was walking down the street, and it was getting mighty late. Well, the truth of the matter is, this poor girl had been abandoned by her date. When from out of nowhere came this music loud and clear. Let me see, from over there.
No, over there.
Over there?
Yeah.
Well, I opened up the door, but much to my surprise, the girls were wearing formal and the boys were wearing ties. Oh, so neat. Well, they play this swinging beat. So I grabbed this little boy
sophisticated.
We've been needing something new. Yeah. Sophisticated.
Don't be slow. Cool.
Stand up straight and tall, like your back's against the wall. Take two steps going. Boom, boom. Now shake your hips.
Boom.
Sophisticated Boom Boom, that's the goodies from 1965. Right now, a special treat. In fact, it's so special, I'm going to hear it for the first time along with you. This is Bruce and Terry's work. Do you know who Bruce and Terry were? That's Bruce Johnston, longtime Beach Boy. This is before he was a Beach Boy. And Terry Melcher, who not for nothing was Mr. Doris Day's son, and their work with a young, dare I say it, Wayne Newton. That was remarkable. That was just, what? We've done it again. We've come to the end of another program. It's the end of another episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. I hope you've had a good time. I certainly have. We're going to meet right back here next week at the same time for episode 158, if you can believe that. Right now, we're going to go out with style like we always do on the program. I hope you have a great week. If you came in late, don't worry. There will be a rebroadcast only moments from now. Good night, everybody.
Was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday. Not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, prearranged by laws divine, yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?